This is a CHY News Update. Since the incorporation of the City of Nanaimo, many members of the Sinaimuk First Nations have not been able to vote in municipal elections. Due to municipal boundaries around the Sinaimuk's reserve lands, SFM members living on reserve cannot vote in municipal elections. Instead, at election time, they have voted for an Area A director with the Regional District of Nanaimo, alongside school trustees for the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. Now, Sinaimuk First Nations and the city have announced that they'll be seeking to request approval from the provincial government in initiating a municipal boundary change. This change would see Sinaimuk First Nations reserve land included within the city of Nanaimo. Mayor Nanaimo Leonard Krogh said at a press conference on February 17th that this joint effort is to correct a historical anomaly.
Something that I didn't realize until I was mayor, that those who live down here in the heart of our city, the original inhabitants of this community who have occupied this land since time immemorial, voted for a regional director and school board, but not for the city's mayor and council. I remember the shocking conversation I had with the chief and Sinaimuk Councillor Bill Yoakum was present as well, and I couldn't quite understand how this could be happening and why it is. So
Chief Michael Wise says this change is another meaningful way to further advance relationships between the Sinaimuk First Nations and the city of Nanaimo.
The creation of Nanaimo goes back to the first Nanaimuk ancestors, when our people welcomed the first newcomers to Nanaimuk territory here on the east side of Vancouver Island and the Fraser River. Nanaimo is Nanaimo, and Nanaimo is Nanaimo. However, when boundary lines were arbitrarily drawn on a piece of paper, Nanaimo was purposely left out of the municipal boundaries.
He says since he was elected as chief almost 9 years ago, he knew that he wanted to find ways to strengthen the connections with the city. Chief Wise says having these boundary lines redrawn will help correct the injustice of being excluded from voting municipally for the last 152 years.
It makes sense that Sinaimuk people are able to vote in our territory, in a city that is named after us.
When the boundary lines are changed, this would mean roughly 800 Sinaimuk First Nations members that live on reserve will be able to vote municipally for mayor and council. According to the BC Treaty Commission, the First Nations has approximately 1,900 members. As under the Local Government Act, for the city of Nanaimo to change boundary lines, they first must get approval from electors. This would mean either holding a referendum or conducting an alternative approval process, also known as an AAP. A report seeking approval to proceed with an electoral approval process will be brought forward on Monday, February 23rd, for mayor and council's consideration. Once the council receives electoral approval, the city can then ask the provincial government for approval for the boundary change. When asked by CHY, Mayor Krogh says counting on how the electoral approval process goes, and if the province moves quickly, they are hopeful that the boundary change could be in place in time for October's local elections. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.